You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
The first time I met Dr. Ben Lynch was at his first Seeking Health Educational Institute conference in 2015, and it was on restoring mitochondrial and cell membrane function. Now, at the time, I was researching and gathering information for my Mighty Mito book, and for years, I've been totally obsessed with the human methylation pathways. Now, these are the biochemical pathways that are so important to your mitochondria, detoxification, healthy brain chemistry, heart health, hormone functions, and much more. And I was super impressed by Dr. Ben Lynch, his passions and desires to help people to take fully charge of their lives and their future generations. And throughout that whole three-day weekend, I kept on saying to myself, hey, this guy Ben is really cool. He and I speak the same language. We walk our talk and take care of our bodies and environment in the same way. And you know what? We were definitely clearly from the same tribe. So most of my colleagues have said that methylation is super difficult. It's a difficult subject to understand. In fact, that there's so much information that it can take years of studying to master the pathways, learn the genetic variations, and call us the SNPs. And you know, these SNPs that can be turned on and off by controlling our food, environment, and behavior. Now, although methylation is crucial to human health, a lot of the doctors do not want to hit the science books to process and understand it in detail due to the deep learning curve. Now, until now, of course. Now, Dr. Ben has written a very exciting new book. It's called Dirty Genes. No, it's not about your blue genes. It's G-E-N-E-S. This is truly a breakthrough in biochemistry and one that everyone can actually follow and understand. So I'm truly honored to be able to interview one of my favorite mentors today on the Wellness for Life show. Dr. Ben Lynch is a trailblazer in the field of nutrigenomics, epigenetics, MTHFR, and methylation dysfunction. Welcome, Ben. So happy to have you here so you can explain the simple terms about our genes and why it's so important for everyone to listen, that's listening today.
Awesome. Pleasure. Always great being here and seeing you in person too, Suzanne.
Ah, great. Yes, I'm so excited for, you know, us to talk about your new book. But let's talk a little bit about your story, because some people might not know about who you are and why you got into genetics.
Well, you know, I got into genetics, I think, because I'm always looking for the why behind things. You know, and when you're working with people and they do well, that's great. But what about the people who don't do great? And so when I was working with people and they weren't doing phenomenally well, they weren't improving, I was like, you know, what else is going on here? And I found about environmental medicine, so I applied that, and it helped. But then I dug deeper, and, you know, the people that still weren't getting better, it turned out to be more related to their genetics. And so once I started tweaking and supporting their genes, it really made a tremendous difference, and it did it without guessing. It was almost like it was too easy. And, you know, it was a phenomenal change, and one that I'm just totally addicted to now. It's a lot of fun.
Yes, you and I are very similar in that nature. You know, about 15 years ago was the first time I ever learned about methylation. This was from Dr. Amy Yasko, and it was fascinating back then, but it was tough to work with because the genetic testing was not available now. Right. And I know that in the last few years, there's a lot of really cool stuff. You've got one that's called Stratagene that I think is phenomenal. And it's something that pretty much anyone and everyone out there can use.
Yeah. And they are using it. I mean, we have thousands of people in our, nearly 3,000 people in our Stratagene Facebook group now. And most of them are just individuals who want to get better. You know, they're not health professionals. And yeah, it's hard for them in the beginning. Absolutely. But they're committed to learning how their bodies work, and they're getting little pieces at a time. And then we start connecting those pieces, and they start getting excited. They start seeing some improvements, and they start getting addicted and making some changes. And then they start teaching other people and helping them. It's really fun. And, you know, when you understand how things work, only then can you figure out how to fix it or make it better, right? If you don't know how a vacuum works or the oven works or, you know, anything works, how can you even have a chance to be able to fix it? It can't. So
that's right.
So it's a lot of fun.
It's a great point. That's a great point. You know, like I said in the introduction, if people have like perceptions and they have fears about genes, and because it can get scary, you're thinking, oh my God, if I know this information, I am doomed for life, you know, and can you tell us what genes really are and in simple terms, of course, and what they do in our body?
Yeah. So, you know, everyone thinks that genes are a static thing that just sit inside of us, and they just kind of work when they want to work, and we have no control over it. Right? There's just these things that just sit there and wreak havoc on us or help us whenever they want. And that's not true. These genes are constantly moving, living things that are constantly listening to you. You're the one who's in charge of them, and they are constantly at your service. And so if you are telling them to work harder, they're going to work harder. And your work harder is staying up late, drinking a bunch of alcohol, eating processed foods, overtraining, undertraining, being frustrated and irritated, anxious. You know, they're going to be working for you. The problem is anytime you overwork something, you know, they get tired and need a rest and need additional support. On the flip side, you know, they also work with the environment. So when it's dark outside, they try to turn on so they can help you go to sleep. There's genes that are triggered by sun and the moon and darkness. And so if you have artificial daylight in your house on, or you're staring at a screen at night, your genes are trying to help you out by making melatonin so you can go to sleep, but you're blocking it by keeping the light on. And so you're confusing your circadian rhythm. So your genes are really at your beck and call, and they're there to help you out, and they'll help you out as much as they can as long as you are there to help them out too.
You made something very important. What you're saying is that we're not at their beck and call. They're at our beck and call, meaning our genes you can alter your genes in the way, whether it's to be good or to be bad. So it's up to us in the way we live our lives, in the way we commune with the environment, the way we take care of our day-to-day operations, the way we feel and the way we think. It all matters. It all matters.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we do have, you know, set predispositions. You know, some of us are more prone to stress. Some of us are more prone to being sensitive to smell. Some are more prone to insomnia or irritability or pain. Some are more prone to being type A and driven, while others are more prone to be laid back and chill and relaxed. And so when you kind of understand who you are, and we all kind of know our strengths and weakness, right? Are you an introvert? Oh yeah. I like staying home, screw the parties, or I'm an extrovert. You show me the crowd. You know who you are. You know if you're type A, you know if you relax. And you kind of have this genetic susceptibility for that. And once you dial that in and you're aware of it, and you know why you are susceptible to those various personality types, or, you know, maybe high blood pressure or so on when you get stressed out, then you can tweak and support your genes. Because if you're prone to those, then those genes are working in such a way that if you do a couple of little lifestyle tweaks or nutritional tweaks, then they can continue to support you and so on. So for example, if you are a person who is very type A and driven, and you know that, then you need to also be aware that those genes are programmed to get you type A and driven, but you also need to say, hey, guys, look, I know you want me to work hard here and bust my butt, and I appreciate that, I really do, but I need to take a vacation too. So you need to get in control that they're not controlling your type A personality. You are actually doing it. So they might be dictating it a little bit, but you can step back and override it.
Yeah, that's exciting. Knowing that we can make those changes and change our future and even our future generations, which means, you know, your children and their children. Now, in your book, Dirty Jeans. I love the title. I love actually the way you, your chapters, you talk about the list of how you can clean your jeans, you know, how you can control your dirty jeans. Also, there's one where it talks about spot cleaning and all these other things about cleaning. So I want to ask you, what got you to call it, you know, the title, The Dirty Jeans? Why? How did you come up with that?
Well, you know, when you have conflict, great resolutions come from them, right? So it was an argument. It was a fight. My agent and the writer I was working with, they were very pro calling it the seven deadly jeans. And I was like, I don't really like that too much. And they were like, you know, it's going to get a lot of media attention. It's going to be great. And I was thinking, but they're not really deadly. You know, I don't want to scare people. I want to empower people. You know, jeans, we're in control of our jeans. They're not in control of us. And it was probably, I don't know, the sixth conversation we had on the phone, and I was talking about, look, it said, you know, you can have a jean and it's not working very well, and it just doesn't work right. It's just, you know, things screw it up, like heavy metals or infections or bad diets or, you know, being exposed to smoke and so on, or not sleeping right deeply. And then my writer just goes, dirty jeans. I'm like, what? She goes, dirty jeans. I said, oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, so when she said that, I was like, that's perfect, because things get dirty, but you can clean them up. And that was so empowering. So I wanted to be empowering, and once they got it, it was a lot easier for me to move on and to write the chapters and get them over to her and play with that term. So it's fun, right?
Oh, it's super fun. You know, what I love about your book, and thank you again for giving me a copy. What I loved about it is how simple you made it. And you know, we all do laundry. We all clean our sheets and our dirty clothes and all that. And we all have the understanding that when you clean it, you have fresh, you love it, it feels good. You know, anything that you can clean, it's easy to do. And that's what you've done in this book. You do talk about seven specific genes, though. There's seven specific genes that you go into detail about. And I think that's just, you know, I don't want to go deeply into those, but I want people to know that in the book, it's super important to understand these seven major genes that you can actually change.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, before I get into the seven genes, you know, we wash our laundry, and what is the best? You know, you take a shower or a hot bath, and then you get into a bed that has just sheets directly out of the dryer, and they're put on. That is like the best feeling, right? And then it goes away immediately, because the next night you take a shower, you get in bed, and you're like, oh, you know, it feels okay, but it's not as clean as it used to be, right? So, but I love the feeling of clean sheets on a clean body. It's phenomenal. So that's because jeans will always get dirty. And the seven jeans that I talk about get dirty. They really get dirty. And you know, when there's 19 plus thousand genes in the body, how do you pick seven? I mean, really, it's kind of ridiculous. So, you know, when I was writing the book, it's like, God, how do I pick seven? I was like, okay, first criteria, it's got to be well-researched. There's got to be a ton of research behind it. It's like, okay, that's easy. Second one, you have to be able to modify these genes. You have to be able to support them through lifestyle, diet, mindset, and the environment, and targeted supplementation if needed. And it's like, okay, that's good. And then I still had, you know, probably 500 genes to choose from. And then I said, okay, well, let's do this. Let's break it apart in the body system. Let's do a couple for our brain and our thinking. Let's do one for our digestive system. Let's do one for our detoxification system. Let's do one for our liver. Let's do another one for our cardiovascular system. So I broke them into systems. And because that's what medicine does, right? You go to the cardiologist, you go to the gastroenterologist, you go to the neurologist. And so that's kind of what I did. But I'm not into breaking the body up into pieces. So these genes even though I talk about them separately, at the end, it's a culmination of how they all interact and communicate with each other. And I walk you, take you on this journey that tells you about MTHFR and COMT with dopamine and MAO-A with your serotonin and PEMT with your cell membranes and your liver support and your bile and your NOS3 with your nitric oxide and your DAO with your leaky gut and your histamine intolerance. And so I walk you through this journey, and at the end, I teach you how they kind of communicate with each other, and you get it, you understand it. And so when you understand how each of them work and how each of them get dirty, at the end, when you're supporting them all, you've cleaned up every single major body system, and as a result, your entire body is clean. So I was super excited when that resolution hit me, because I don't like, you know, reductionist philosophy. And so when I made it the whole person by picking these seven genes, I was super excited, and it works really well.
Well, when I took a look at the seven genes that you did pick, the way I saw it was actually a big picture, the bigger picture. And the bigger picture that I got was that those seven key genes or SNPs, single nuclei polymorphisms, the SNPs, those seven are key to so many of the diseases that we suffer from. Heart disease, Alzheimer's, cancer, diabetes, right? Autoimmune conditions. They all are related to everything that we deal with today. So I saw the reason, I clearly saw that makes sense why you picked those seven.
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, and so I'm glad you brought that up, because I don't think disease models or conditions. I'm just so trained myself to do that. But that's not good when, you know, people are listening. It's like, well, okay, body systems, I get that. But, you know, because they're all concerned and want to know about conditions and symptoms and so on. And so thanks for bringing that up, because people want to know about their migraines and their SIBO and their leaky gut and why they can't handle histamine and why they're chemically sensitive and why they have high blood pressure or cold hands and feet, or they can fall asleep, but they don't stay asleep, or they can't fall asleep at all. They just stare at the ceiling, or their PMS is just raging some months, and other months, you know, it's actually not so bad. Or why they have exercise-induced asthma, or, you know, all these things are playing roles, and they're very, very common conditions that we all struggle from, you know, depression, anxiety. All these conditions are in the book, and you're like, how can all these conditions be in one book? It's because these genes, like you said, are so foundational in our everyday health that when they are not functioning right, you're not functioning right. And so by understanding how they're working again, you can tweak them, and you would recognize then that's like, guy, you know, this migraine, you know, I just ate something that spiked my histamine, and I've made the connection now that I tend to get migraine headaches when I spike my histamine levels. Or, you know, my cold hands and feet are really bad today. And it's like, oh, yeah, I got stressed. My MAO-S3 is probably pretty dirty. And so you make some adjustments. And instead of thinking, yeah, I've got a migraine, or my hands are cold and my feet are cold, you start thinking, oh, this gene's dirty and I got to clean it up. So it's really cool, because then you can go do something about it. Instead of popping a pill to reduce the pain or just kind of deal with it, you can actually fix the problem because you know what's going on.
Right. Now, you're definitely here to change the language and the way we, contemplate about our body. The language is clear. If you got dirt there, let's clean it up. Let's go in there and wash them up. So I'd like to know, there's this one chapter you called Soak and Scrub, and it's the first 2 weeks. And what is it exactly that you're asking people to do in that chapter?
The soak and scrub is, you know, it's the basics. It's the lifestyle basics. It's everything that your grandmother and your mother and your dad told you to do, and you're not really doing it. You're kind of doing it. You know to exercise right. You know to sleep right. You know to eat right. You know to, you know, do all these basics right. So it's the basics. It's the fundamentals. But it's the fundamentals on steroids. You know, it's they're there's tricks and traps in there that I alert you to that I've learned over the, you know, the decade plus that I've been doing this. And there's questions in there and lifestyle things like, are you sitting here or listening to this right now with an open mouth? And you're like, huh? What's that have to do with anything? Well, if you're a mouth breather, that's not good. It's going to dirty your nitric oxide synthase gene, and it's going to cause cardiovascular issues. You should not be breathing through your mouth. And so I bring those tips for you. And, you know to eat right, but do you know that snacking isn't good? Do you know that chewing is really important? And are you doing it? So I'm increasing your awareness about these things in a way that is really handy. And so you soak and scrub through these period of time. And before you soak and scrub, though, you take a quiz to see how dirty your each one of these seven genes are. And so, you see these very basic questions like, do you get migraines? Do you take folic acid supplementation? Do you eat processed foods with folic acid, energy bars, energy drinks, and so on? Do you eat salads and so on? And then they say, they check the boxes. And they say, oh, well, they look back and they're like, wow, I've checked every one of these boxes on this one gene. I guess it's pretty dirty. And you do them all for the seven, and then you apply the soak and scrub. And then you go back and you retake the test again. You're like, oh, you know what? I actually cleaned them up.
I love the fact that you use quizzes, because that means that you don't have to go out and do the gene test to read this book.
Right. Yeah. Or expensive lab testing. I learned not quickly, unfortunately, but I learned that genetic tests can actually steer you the wrong direction. I also learned that lab tests can steer you the wrong direction. So here you are ordering labs and genetic testing, thinking you're getting more information. The problem is it's pulling you away from the obvious. And you start going down rabbit holes and minutiae when you should be thinking, guy, first of all, am I doing the fundamentals? Always must do the fundamentals first. And so that's why I learned. And it took me a long time to figure that out. And anyone with a chronic condition has to start here. And they're not. They're starting with expensive labs, expensive health professionals, and expensive lab testing. And they're getting frustrated because they haven't addressed what they needed to address.
I am similar in your path that at first I was doing all that, and it was so much work, and you've made this so much easier. And I'm going to have every one of my patients who wants to talk about genes and want me to dig into their genetics and methyl genetics, I'm going to give them your book first, so that they have like the foundation of knowing what's really going on. And then we can talk about it in a much more easier way. And that's what your book's going to do for the entire world. Is it's going to make our genes and the communication with not just ourselves and with our family members, but with our doctors, how much easier it will be.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's empowering too, because now you will understand how your body works, because you were never taught this in health class. You were taught the food pyramid, which is total nonsense. And you weren't taught about the mechanisms of cell membrane formation and how they get dirty and how important it is and how your cell membranes get made and why you should even care. None of this was ever even taught. And you didn't understand that cold hands and feet were, it was a circulation problem, but you didn't know why. You thought it was just okay and it was normal. Well, it's not okay. So it's very empowering, because once you learn this, you will be able to take charge. And also the basic fundamentals, while they're great, they don't help everyone. So after you do the soak and scrub, then you do what's called spot cleaning. And the spot cleaning is you take a more involved quiz and see how dirty each one of these genes are. And then you say, okay, well, yeah, this gene is dirty, that gene's dirty. But there's a special order in which you do spot cleaning. You don't just start with the dirtiest one first. That won't work. Even if one gene that you need to start with is a little bit dirty, you need to clean that one first. And so there's a stepwise fashion in which you approach cleaning your gene. It has to be methodically done this way. Otherwise, it also won't work. So I guide you through that. And the other thing is once you do spot cleaning and you're getting somewhere, you retake the quiz at the end and you say, God, you know what? I really improved, but I'm still struggling here. Then I have an appendix where there's lab tests in the appendix, which say, okay, for this particular gene, these are the labs you should consider. This is why. These are the markers that might be standing out as problematic. And here are the lab companies that I trust and confide in. And, that's in the appendix too. And because I realized that you can't always get the information you need from a quiz. So I felt it must be, I must have the labs in there too, so that people can take it to their doctor and say, hey, you know, this gene is 30. I want to take this test. And the doctor's like, look, what are you talking about? But, they'll get it.
You know, that's why I really am excited about this book, because you have helped people. You'll help people from the basics to something that gets a little more complicated. And then when it gets really complicated, you continue to support them, give amazing resources. Your recipes are amazing. There's just so much. You know, your website is drbenlynch.com. Anyone who wants to learn more about Ben, his work, his book, Dirty Genes, Dr. Ben Lynch, and that's LYNCH.com. Again, thanks so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Stan, and always a pleasure talking with you.
You bet. Okay, everyone, until next time, go out there and live your best life today, full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.